All right, let's move into the next part of our conference panel. And I'd like to ask Gabrielle Puitt, one of our executive members and leaders of the organisation here, to introduce the next section of our panel, Economic Reform and BRICS Process, Views from the United Kingdom.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. We have three speakers representing the views from the United Kingdom. The format is going to be in video interviews, which Glenn Isherwood and I recorded these last week in London expressly for this conference. Now, each speaker is introduced in detail on camera, but for now, let me identify them only very briefly. They're two senior members of the House of Commons from the British Labour Party, one, the Right Honourable Michael Meacher, and the Honourable Jeremy Corbyn. And from the Conservative Party, Robert Olds, who's the director of the Bruges Group, which is an organisation that drew its name from a September 1988 speech given in Bruges, Belgium, by, ironically enough, the former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, for whom, as you know, we have no love for. But the Bruges Group includes a number of prominent Conservative Party MPs, among others, and is strongly opposed to the tyrannical European Union and to confrontation with Russia. You will thus hear from different parts of the conventional political spectrum in Britain in a way that shows the possibility of collaboration right across the spectrum on matters of principles like Glass-Steagall banking separation, cooperation with the BRICS, and stopping World War III. Now, Mr. Meacher is one of the British Labour Party figures from a grouping in the United Kingdom that really is kindred to old Labour here in Australia. He fought against the liberal imperialism policies of Tony Blair in 2007 and personally challenged Blair's successor, Gordon Brown, for the leadership of the Labour Party as well. Now, Mr. Corbyn, also a member of the House of Commons for several decades, is especially famous for opposing Blair on launching the Iraq War. Both Mr. Meacher and Mr. Corbyn were very active in the intense parliamentary debate that resulted in the dramatic UK House of Commons vote against authorising the bombing on Syria in August in 2013. Now, for more than two decades now, the CEC has played a consistent leading role in the international LaRouche movement's battle against the murderous policies of the British Crown and the continuation of the British imperialism in whatever guise, including when British-style imperial policies are wrapped up in American clothing, as under Bush and the Obama administrations. That August 2013 vote against the Syria bombing, as well as the intense fight within the British Parliament over the Glass-Steagall banking separation, about which you will hear much more on, made clear to us, right, that there was a serious opposition to these policies from within the UK as well. Now, in the debates throughout 2013 on the Financial Services Reform Bill, amendments for full Glass-Steagall, not the fake reform called ring-fencing or ring-fenced, but the full Glass-Steagall banking separation lost by a mere 9 votes in the House of Lords and by fewer than 50 votes in the 650-member House of Commons. It was a stunning debate. Now, the main literature we produced in 2014, slide please, Aaron, we also sent, you know, was what we also sent into the United Kingdom. And this was the November 2014 issue of The New Citizen. And those of you who read it and mass distributed in Australia know was addressed to the British audience as well. Now, thanks to the help of the people in this room, we were able to mail our Glass-Steagall pamphlet and The New Citizen to every member of the House of Lords and the House of Commons, and to every member of the Scottish, Welsh, Irish national parliaments, and to every bishop of both the Anglican and the Catholic churches in the United Kingdom. Notably, the head of the Anglican Church, Dr. Justin Welby, has spoken passionately for Glass-Steagall during the 2013 parliamentary debates. Now, as a result of the positive response and follow-up to these mailings, I was able to visit the UK in October of 2014 with my good friend Robert Barwick and Glenn Isherwood, in conjunction with our travel to attend the International Schiller Institute Conference in Frankfurt, Germany, and then again with Glenn in March of 2015. There is great interest in LaRouche, the Schiller Institute, and CEC policies on all these vital issues for mankind in many different layers in the UK. Now, before we move on to the videos, I'm very happy to announce that two of the British speakers today have endorsed the Schiller Institute petition titled, "The US and Europe Must Have the Courage to Reject Geopolitics and Collaborate with the BRICS." They are Mr. Meacher and Mr. Olds, among several new supporters of the petition from the UK. And another is Professor Prem Sikka, who is a well-known economist at the University of Essex, and he's a key advisor to Labour MPs. So please now listen to Mr. Meacher, Mr. Corbyn, and Mr. Olds. My interview with Mr. Corbyn has been slightly abridged, and let me just decipher a couple of the acronyms and names of things used by Mr. Meacher. You'll hear SNP, which is the Scottish National Party. The Trident program refers to Britain's nuclear-armed submarines, which are based only in Scotland. George Osborne mentioned as setting up the so-called Vickers Independent Commission on Banking in 2010, has been Chancellor of the Exchequer in the Conservative cabinets since that year. So without any further ado, we'll now play the interviews.